Hi, everyone. I'm here today with Kelly Schwankmeyer, who is an academic coach. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Glad to have you here. So can you first give me a little bit of your background of how you came to be an academic coach?
So I've taught in the Boston area in independent, private, and charter schools for about 20 years. I taught mostly middle school English throughout that. I really loved teaching. I loved the energy in a room and kind of gathering it and moving it forward. But I guess over time I realized what I really loved were kind of figuring out what made the kids tick and kind of figuring out how to get at their little nuggets inside them, and was losing interest in the grammar and the nitpicky things of teaching. So I left and I did a coaching program through Coaches Training Institute to be a life coach. Really determined to use my education background with life coach training and combine the two of them, which is how I came to be an academic coach.
I love it. So then explain to me, taking those two, the education background and the life coach, and creating this academic coach title, what does that mean and what does that look like?
So I work one-on-one with students, mostly college age. And what it looks like is it's about 50 minutes. And I guess it's an in into their life, starting with books and where they are academically. But I think most students I work with are struggling with something, be it personal or academic. And I think academics is a safe way into exploring mindset and how they operate and their executive functioning skills. And through asking questions that are designed to be building self-awareness, I think what I aim to do is to have kids become more self-aware and have them lead the conversations and lead their own learning and kind of directing what they need support in to be successful as humans and students.
Mm-hmm. So there's an academic component. It seems like that's how they get into the door, and maybe that's how either a student reaches out to you or a parent might reach out to you individually. And yet we both know, I think both of us having teenagers and children can understand in the world we live in the midst of a pandemic as well, that there's a lot of layers to a teenager in a normal situation, and now even more layered with everything going on in the world with anxiety and stressors. So it sounds like you have this really nice balance of bringing, you know, that piece of it and really understanding and connecting to the student on a level of, hey, maybe you're having this academic issue that I can help you with, but inevitably I'm gathering as a teenager comes in your room, there is this opportunity to really hold a space for them emotionally as well.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, like if I'm in the midst of working with a student who kind of comes to a head with whatever's going on, that's where I feel like Kelly Schwankmeyer, the life coach, enters in. And I might do a quick exercise of, you know, draw a wheel and divide it into eight parts. And okay, so what are the eight parts, you name them, of being a college student, right? You're a roommate, you're a student, you might be an athlete, you need to take care of your physical health, you need to eat well. And some students who are perfectionists, which might seem like a good problem, but they procrastinate and get stuck a lot. So sometimes it's helpful just to insert a quick little 10-minute exercise of, okay, so let's look at all the parts and where are you putting all your energy right now? And if you're putting all your energy in this, you know, piece of the pie, then what's suffering around the rest of the pie? And I think, you know, it's just kind of this moment to back up and helicopter and drone over your own life and all the pieces that are in it, and how, and, you know, acknowledge first of all, I'm managing a lot, and then move forward with, okay, so which piece do I need to tend to the most right now to acknowledge my stress and deal with it, but also try to be the best student I can.
Right. And really helping them to figure that at such a young age. I think one of the hardest things for teenagers is finding that balance. And we live in a society that's such a fast pace and has so much pressure. Even if we as parents are trying to remove some of that, it's just around them, you know, with technology and everything. So that's such a, as a parent, to have someone like you in their teenager or college age student's life would be, you know, such a gift, because it's sort of this nice combination of they're getting this academic support that they really might need, again, how they might enter, but combined with a little bit of that coaching element, as you describe it, that feels that connection. And I know as a mom, when I've had my children that have needed in the past when they were younger, tutors, et cetera, I used to say, having been a reading therapist myself for years, I was like, 90% of it is really that relationship and that importance of connecting with the individual. And, you know, I'm not saying that 10% is the skills. I would say that about a lot of occupations, that connection though with child, with teenager, with student is really critical. And I think that that's, you know, to me, something that you really bring to the table. And maybe you could take a minute and sort of talk a little bit about what you feel like, you know, your secret sauce of like who Kelly is and what Kelly's able to do in those moments with a student. And we can sort of talk about maybe how long that could look like, that relationship with a student.
Yeah, my secret sauce. My secret sauce is about relationships. As a classroom teacher, as a life coach, as an academic coach, I think a kid has to feel, you know, it might not be the easiest thing to come see me, you know, because you're admitting you need help, which is, I think is hard for a lot of people. But I think my secret sauce is when they walk in, I think they realize I am there for them. I'm listening. I try to use humor as best I can, irreverent humor. And I think I quote unquote get teenagers. And I don't talk down to them, and I treat them like they can handle what they need to hear. And I'm pretty direct, but I think in a way that they realize it is in a way that I'm on their side. I'm here to help you.
Yeah. And yeah. So given what we're, you know, we've been dealing with in the world with the pandemic, and that you work with mostly college students, I'm assuming anyway, and we've discussed this before, but there is this opportunity, as you and I are on Zoom, to use a platform virtually to work with your students.
Yeah. So I use Google Hangout, which operates similarly to, but it's great because they can share their screen with me. And so we always start the session. I start with, what do you need today? What's the best use of our time? And what do you need to move forward with what you have? And so that opens the door for them to just show me what they got. And so they share their screen and they use Canvas or Veracross, whatever their system is. Yeah. And we can look at the calendar and we can look at the professor's handouts and the purpose of assignments. And it's super helpful because I can help them break down. I don't know, for me to have an eye on it visually. And I think they feel super grounded when someone else can see what they're looking at. I mean, that was the beauty of before the pandemic, is they just like to slide that sheet of paper over, open up their computer and say, can you believe this? Look how long this document is. I don't even know what to do with it. And so to still be able to do that in Google Hangout is key.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's pretty seamless. I mean, I think kids are tired of staring at a screen for sure. I know my own kids are, but considering it hasn't been so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
To do it virtually.
Right, right. So here's a question, and you might not be able to answer it, but that, do you feel like when kids are coming to you as an academic coach, I'm just curious, do some kids come in and they're coming in with their academics and maybe they want more of it, they end up utilizing more of the time for coaching just given their ages and the stress in their life? Or is it sort of a 50-50? There's a little academic, a little coaching and discussing anxiety and stressors in their lives.
It totally depends on the student. When you ask that question, one student comes to mind who in the first semester, I think he came to me maybe twice. He didn't really get what I was and what I was supposed to be there for him and why he just seemed to show up, I don't know, without any idea of what was supposed to be happening. And then all of a sudden he came one day and I don't know how the dynamic switched, but he is 100% coaching the entire time. I think it's the first, he has told me, it's the first time he's ever told anyone what goes on inside of his head. Mm-hmm. Which then led to revealing he was anxious and he thinks he's depressed, and which finally I was so proud and happy for him that he made an appointment with his primary care and said, I'm going to go tell my primary care physician I have anxiety and I feel depressed. So I don't know what it was. Maybe it's I'd like to say it's my special sauce, but there was something in there that, I don't know, just allowing that space. I don't think he'd ever had someone hold space for him like that and just sit there and listen.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's a huge trust thing. And I think teenagers, you know, often that's a hard thing for many people to do, right? But I think that is what I would gather, that you were able to hold that space and he felt like it was safe, you know? That's incredible. Well, I'm so
great.
Yeah, and what a good feeling for you, you know, to take home at the end of the day. That's amazing. Well, Kelly, I'm so glad we get to chat today, and people
can check
out on our website, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon and hopefully seeing you soon.
Hopefully seeing you soon.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks, Kelly.